Yes.
Rural News with Eric Frickberg in Wellington. Morning, Eric.
Good morning to you.
The National Party is very scornful of the Labour Party pledge to get tough on forestry conversions.
That's right, Kim. Labour says if it wins the next election, it'll require resource consent for converting farms to forestry. And that's when a farm has high quality soil and more than 50 hectares of forest are envisaged. Now, this principle is supported with reservations by federated farmers, but it's opposed by the Forest Owners Association. However, the National Party's agricultural spokesman, David Bennett, says the Labour pledge will make little practical difference.
The settings that favour forestry and the overseas investment and the carbon price are still there, so there's no change to those. This only applies to certain classes of land, and as the Forestry Association have made it clear, they don't think that people are looking at that kind of land for forestry anyway, so it's going to make little or no difference. And is really just a blatant attempt to cover their tracks before an election.
David Bennett thinks the Labour pledge is just window dressing.
Eric, farmers at the top of the South are said to be experiencing a green drought. What is that?
It sounds like a contradiction in terms, doesn't it? But what it means is that there has been a bit of rain recently. It's given the paddocks a green tinge, but it's not enough for a full drought recovery before winter sets in and grass growth stops. Now, Richard Kempthorne from the Top of the South Island Rural Trust Support says the supply of feed is still tight in some areas as a result of that, and with the spring still many months away, many farmers face difficulties, and he says if they want help with finding feed or just need moral support, they shouldn't hesitate to ask. He says last week a farmer wellness workshop aimed to teach people how to help friends, family, colleagues or customers who are dealing with stress or even mental illness.
We had what's called a Good Yarns course, so that is when you're talking to someone who is under pressure, the sorts of things to conversations to have so that you can open the door if someone is really having a struggle, because that again is something for farmers or anybody in this position. It is quite stressful, and people respond to that quite differently, and so it's a matter of actually trying to get people to ask for help if they need it. So it's just an ongoing watch the space and being prepared to offer some help where it's needed.
Do you think some farmers are feeling quite stressed at the moment?
Yeah, some farmers are. So it's particularly Marlborough, but a little bit in the Tappawera, Tadmore area. It's pretty pressured for some of them.
That's Richard Kempthorne from the Top of the South Rural Support Trust. He was speaking to Maya Burry.
A big morning tea coming up later this month.
Not a bad idea. Get those scones ready. Lots of scones or cakes or bickies. The organisation Rural Women New Zealand wants people across this country to say thanks to those who helped during the COVID lockdown. They want an organised nationwide cuppa. They're calling it the Mighty Morning Tea Shout, and it's on the 29th of July. Now, Rural Women's National President Fiona Gower says the aim is to give a kind of massed thanks to the large number of people who deserve it.
And we're not just talking the essential frontline workers, we're talking about our postie who is delivering all those parcels that we ordered online. It's the plumber that came out when you had an emergency and braved baking his bubble to help you with whatever it needed. It's our neighbours that deliver groceries to us or kept in contact to make sure that we're okay. And also our farmers and our food producers who are out there working tirelessly to make sure that we got food during the lockdown.
So how will this be organised? What will people do?
It's quite simple. Choose somebody that you'd like to thank. Either bake them something, because we all had great experience of baking over lockdown when we couldn't get out, or you can actually support a local bakery or cafe by buying something off them. Take it to somebody that you like to thank, whether it's a group or a single person. Drop them off some baking or take them out.
That's Fiona Gower. So I guess, Kim, life's not so bad as long as you can have a cuppa and a bickie.